Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, live from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get into the best in soccer talk here tonight, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. We have got a full plate here tonight, and you can call into this show at 713-439-1560. 713-439-1560. We're streaming at YSR1560.com. You may have seen it today, and I hope you did. Did you see Barcelona, Bayern Munich today? I want your thoughts. After I watched that game, I said, there's no possible way tonight I can talk soccer for 2 hours. I have just seen it. It's a night to be silent, but the show must go on. So you do have to put up with me for the next 2 hours. What a display from Barcelona. Overall, what a match. Obviously, Bayern Munich going into this missing a number of players. But, you know, it's the last 15 minutes. It's three goals. It's moments of brilliance from Lionel Messi. We're watching history. It's Neymar Jr. getting the third. It's a night where Bayern Munich, although missing the likes of Frank Ribery, Arjen Robben, Bad Stuber, they fight. They throw difficult tactical setups. They pressure at certain times. They don't at others. Unbelievable match today if you did watch the Champions League. And, of course, yesterday you had Juventus getting a 2-1 victory over Real Madrid. The second legs will take place next week. So would love your Champions League thoughts here tonight. We do have an international city here in Houston, so we want to talk to you about the international game. And, of course, the Champions League forefront today. A lot of the world watched this game today. All right, the Dynamo last night. Now, I did this on Root Sports with Eddie Robinson. He will be a guest on the show tonight. A 1-0 loss for the Dynamo. How do you see this? Because I sense a lot of frustration from people, but I also sense, and believe me, the players are, the coaches, because they were dominant in this game. They created more of the chances. They played the soccer. San Jose didn't really come to play. They came to sit back and hit the long ball to John and try and pick up the bits and get a set piece and win the game. And they did. So their tactics at the end of the night, they will say, very effective. And the Dynamo knew it was coming. It was so important to get the game's first goal in this one. But there is a silver lining in this, and I'm going to show you tonight, through my words, what the silver lining is, because there were some positives that come out of this game. Now, the thing that isn't positive is you got to start getting results. Chances were there. We'll get in-depth about that tonight as well. 713-439-1560. The manager, Owen Coyle, will be on the show tonight to talk about last night's loss and how they head into Toronto. And by the way, the Dynamo have played some of their best soccer, I think, on the road. Seattle, L.A., D.C., this was some of their best soccer of the year. They're going to need to do it in Toronto because it is their opening game. Toronto has been on the road all year long with the likes of Michael Bradley, Sebastian Giovinco, and Jozy Altidore. They've been on the road all year. It is a big homecoming celebration. And those kind of celebrations and hype, when you hype one game like this, can go in a lot of different directions. But, man, if you're a player, you love nothing more than going into their house, going into their environment, and spoiling the party. And I think the Dynamo can live up to the moment up in Toronto. The Dynamo reclaimed their defensive shape, their team shape, three set in midfield for this game, and did gather back their pride after their one really, really bad game of the year, and that was FC Dallas. I don't think there's any question, 4-1. But they did get hit on a free kick, and you will hear Owen Coyle talk about that. The thing that bothers me is disputed if he may have been offside or not, but what bothers me is you had plenty of time to be focused. This was not a quick free kick per se. When you say quick free kick, it's a guy gets fouled, puts his hand on the ball, and plays it. This was not. You had time to prepare for this. And the Dynamo, I think in this moment, mentally let down and got punished for it. And ultimately it cost them the game, and they had to chase the game tactically. And it allowed then San Jose to set even deeper and defend deep. And I'm not a big fan of the teams that sit deep and defend in Major League Soccer. But I know it can be effective, and it was for San Jose and Dominic Kinnear, no doubt about it. 713-439-1560. Let's do a little recap, and here's how the game sounded on Root Sports. So what we've done here is we've pulled some sound from this game to give you a little synopsis of this game up until the penalty kick from Giles Barnes. So the Dynamo, a little bit of a slow start the first 5-6 minutes, but then it begins to change, the Dynamo beginning to up the tempo, getting pressure on San Jose. 13th minute, Brad Davis off the corner.
They'll play a short one. They mix it up. Here's Davis. This is a great opportunity here. Davis beats one. It's still Brad Davis to the end line, cuts it back. Maybe could have had a go with his left foot. But I love the mixing up of the set piece in the corners. They play the short one.
I do too, and that's something we haven't seen enough of from Brad Davis this year.
So I love the implementation of the short corner. I'm a big fan of variety with set pieces and short corners. We saw that last night. And Brad Davis got the short corner. I went back and looked at this tape this morning. And the Dynamo were dominant in the first half. And I made the comment on the air along with Eddie Robinson. We both, you know, during your best times, you have to score goals. You have to have a killer instinct. You had a first half where you were all over San Jose, the pressure, the territorial side of it. But you didn't produce. And that, in the end, the killer instinct, scoring goals in your best times, that's what's got to happen, especially against a team that you know is going to defend deep, because you get the first goal, and guess what? They got to go against the nature of their game plan, which is not what they want to do with that team, I don't think. So that was the short corner. Brad Davis might have had a shot there. 15th minute, more from Davis off the corner.
Big breeze whipping through BVB, Curtin Stadium here, to the near post. It flicked off! The Dynamo mixing up their corners here and making it difficult for the San Jose Earthquakes.
Yep, maybe play a short one or maybe really whip it in with pace. Again.
So the effectiveness of the short corner and the hard driven ball at the near post was what was needed here, because Clarence Goodson and Victor Bernardes, the two center backs for San Jose, were gobbling everything up in the air. It's a good partnership. What I would have liked was for Victor Bernardes to have had to come out of the middle more and confront people out wide on this night, because he's apt to the reckless tackle and to get center backs isolated and out of their comfort zone, out of that indigenous zone that is the central area where they love to have people off their shoulders and can perform well, is where he can take advantage of. And that wide game is something we have to talk about here. We did see some penetration at times from the Dynamo out wide, but still not enough, and I don't think it's enough for the manager, Owen Coyle. 25th minute, here we go again. More from Brad Davis, the captain, in the role at the top of the three-man midfield.
And a free kick here for Sarko. Kicks a quick one. Here's Davis. Love the quick free kick. He can hit this. Brad Davis over the top. Quick thinking, though, from Sarko to take the quick free kick.
31st minute, here come the Dynamo again as the pressure continues to be quite relentless here. San Jose at times trying to counterattack a little bit through Salinas, through Niasse. And Wondolowski had a great late run in the first half where he could have had a header, but really he was resigned to being a worker. A man who scored 93 goals in 5 seasons for San Jose, Wondolowski was turned into a working midfielder in this game on the road for the majority of the 90 minutes. More from the Dynamo, 31st minute, still seeking out the game's first goal.
Right, Davis will pull out of there, took some contact. Nice touch here from DeMarcus Beasley. Low post drives it in the box. Barnes is there. Monet Garcia clips it to the back post. Calmly headed back to the goalkeeper. Ice cold by Sana Niasi.
And that was a very, very wild sequence put together there. Raul Rodriguez also would have a header at the far post after it was flicked on at the near post. The Dynamo almost scoring there as well. So short corners, a lot of pressure. It was the run from Giles Barnes out wide where he whipped it into Ricardo Clark, who almost speared it in at the near post. There was a Brad Davis shot pulled wide. So there were chances. As much as you want to be picky about other things, there were chances. You played the better football, but you didn't win. And the Dynamo need to get results now, and they head to Toronto FC on Sunday. So halftime at 0-0, and you might say, all right, how do you feel mentally going into the locker room at 0-0? You're probably saying, let's keep going. And the Dynamo come out of the locker room in the second half. Ricardo Clark takes a shot, takes a deflection. David Bingham of San Jose in goal makes a huge save. The Dynamo are putting the pressure on the San Jose Earthquakes. And then in one of their rare forays over the halfway line, San Jose earns a free kick out wide, and they produce against the run of play a body blow. The goal from Adam John in the 54th minute. The Dynamo lose their concentration.
And it comes to Harris. A good goal. It is 1-0. John has scored for San Jose against the run of play. And it comes off a set piece in Dominic Kinnear style.
So that's 1-0 San Jose now. Now they can look at the game differently. They've got the tactical advantage. Dom Kinnear can look at the game differently. But 3 minutes later, Oscar Boniek Garcia, and this is what Owen Coyle wants to see more from him, taking people on. The Dynamo and Owen Coyle, you can see in training sessions, he's trying to get this team to be more aggressive in the attacking third, get more of a wide game, get more people taking people on, and getting Boniek Garcia back to where he was when he initially joined this team, where he was a slashing wide guy coming inside but beating people and leaving people in his trail, eliminating people so that others have to react. That's how you break down an organized team with individuals that can beat people off the dribble. So Boniek Garcia splits two in the box and a little bit of contact with David Bingham, and here's what happened.
A little bit of a step over back to Sarkodie. Crossing opportunity, took a deflection. Here's Boniek Garcia trying to break his way through. Boniek Garcia, he goes down, penalty. The Dynamo will go to the penalty spot. Bingham brings down Boniek Garcia.
What is Ricardo Salazar doing?
Now, without a doubt, when Giles Barnes steps up to take the penalty, he's the man feeling very confident these days. He's got 5 goals. He's also only now 2 for 5 on penalties, dating back to last year. Just a fact we have to throw in there to consider the situation. Now, the other thing is, clearly, if it's a player that was on the Dynamo last year when Dom Kinnear was here and Tim Hanley was here, they know some of the tendencies. I mean, let's face it. They know where Giles Barnes is most comfortable taking penalties. So it's a bit of a head game. Might even have been a bit of a head game for Giles as he steps up to take the penalty. But David Bingham would come up big.
It is Barnes. And Barnes saved Bingham. He got a left hand on it. What a play from the San Jose goalkeeper. David Bingham has denied Giles Barnes from the penalty spot.
So there you have it. You had your way back into the game. Momentum would have shifted there. And I think the Dynamo go on to a win. I think if they had scored in the first 45 minutes, the confidence would have continued to move it forward. All right, we'll take a break right now. Here's our guest on the program. We have Sal Mitha. We're going to go live to him in Munich, Germany, and we're going to get the sort of temperature and the emotional level of the Germans after Bayern Munich gets smoked today in the final 15 minutes. 3-0 by Barcelona. Rob Lovejoy will be on the show, the Dynamo rookie who came off the bench last night, had some good minutes. Eddie Robinson, and also the manager, Owen Coyle, will join us tonight. Right now, fourth caller gets a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash, taking on the Chicago Red Stars May 15th. Dash Red Stars, 2 tickets right now at 713-439-1560.
She's a tan hell, Dan, I'm in heaven tonight.
Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you that soccer is a huge part. Football, the world's game, is a huge part of Houston, Texas. And Bud Light reminds you that you have incredible opportunities to see the game live. Now, don't get me wrong. I love watching games on TV. And I know you do, too. And I know you love going with your supporters group, whether you're with the Chelsea supporters group, the Bayou Blues downtown, Liverpool, Spurs, Manchester United, and my good friend Tom Clare, Arsenal. It doesn't matter. You do like going to the game live, and you do want to be around like-minded individuals in person. That's what it's all about as well. So, Bud Light reminds you, get down to the international content that'll be at BBVA Compass Stadium. We got the Gold Cup. Jamaica will be coming here, likely with Giles Barnes and Jermaine Taylor. Costa Rica will be playing in the Gold Cup at BBVA Compass Stadium. That's the 11th of July. Canada will be there as well. And Bud Light has been huge supporters of the game of soccer. They also encourage you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your tickets for the Dynamo, the Dash. And Bud Light says, hey, you want to see a Premier League team? You want to see Manchester City come to Houston May 28th? Well, they're going to be here. Tickets are on sale right now to Manchester Manchester City. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip right there. I just made a real big Freudian slip. It's Manchester City on the 28th. Tickets are available. Bud Light reminds you to get out to BBVA Compass Stadium, take in the Dynamo, the Dash International Soccer. Bud Light, the official sponsor of Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM, Dynamo All Access, and Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So our thanks to the great people at Bud Light who continue to support the game and have personally supported Glenn Davis and all my ventures here on the radio when it comes to soccer talk. So thank you, Bud Light. All right, if you want to call in throughout the night, 713-439-1560. That audio you heard was all from Root Sports last night. My partner in crime on the broadcast, also a former Dynamo defender, he's Eddie Robinson. He joins us now. Eddie.
What do you say, Glenn?
Okay, buddy, I was hoping I'd hear a dog barking or gunfire or something in the background. Everything
no,
okay?
No, I've stuffed my kids in the bathtub. I've actually chained them in. There's only about an inch or two of water, so they're going to get somewhat clean, but I've given myself about a 15-minute window here.
Well, good. We're glad you're on the show tonight. Let's talk about this game last night because, you know, you and I were in the moment when we're calling these games. We're intensely focused. Then we walk away from it. A lot of times, in my case, and I know your case, we'll go back and look at things and see things that maybe we didn't see on the night. You know, when I went back and looked at this, this was a dominant first half. Pressure-wise, opportunities, one pass away from it, one touch away from it. And this was the best times for the Dynamo, and they certainly needed to score the goal, but just did not seem to have the killer instinct.
Yeah, you know, I've been active on social media today, and there's been a lot of negative things being said about the team, about players, about results. But I look at it, and I think that the Dynamo actually played quite well last night, especially on the heels of two consecutive games, giving up four goals, and, you know, 3 days earlier getting really manhandled by conceivably the biggest rival, at least the fans, you know, biggest rival. Owen Coyle, everything he said in his press conference after the game, I thought he was spot on, and I really appreciated his honesty. He was excited and happy about the response that the guys gave, disappointed about the goal that was given up. Something that I don't think a lot of fans of professional sports that don't play these sports at the highest level, and this is not me trying to be condescending or elitist in any way, but I feel like you have to really play the game at the highest level to understand the small nuances that make the game what it is, but also, you know, separate the good from the great players. Something you have to understand, over a 34-game season, there are going to be two games that you deserve to win, but you lose. There are going to be two games that you deserve to lose, but you win. And unfortunately for the Dynamo, I think the biggest thing was the timing of one of these games that came that they deserved to win. They were the better team. And in the second half, they created more chances, shots on goal, than they did in the first. They had the penalty. But I think that it was just a bad night to be a little bit unlucky. And I think that's something that the fans kind of need to look at and accept, because it's not the first time it's going to happen this year. But it's not going to happen a lot, I don't believe. And this is a really good opportunity, I think, for all of us to really see one of the main reasons that Owen Coyle was brought to the Houston Dynamo. It's his man management. It's his ability to understand professional soccer players, treat them like professionals, but motivate them, right? His motivational skills, you know, building morale. How is he going to build morale going into this Toronto game? What's his plan? What is he going to say to the team this week? Because, again, I don't think they played that poorly last night. I just think they were a little bit unlucky.
Eddie, so I will go back to a couple things you just said, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying. It may be more than two games that you deserve to win that you don't, and vice versa. It could be more than that during the regular season. If we watched last year's play and compare that to last night, aggressiveness, people trying to score goals and get in the box. Look, there's plenty you can say was off. There was a few unforced errors on the night, lack of being able to produce the end product in the first 45 minutes, and you would have been on your way, I believe, last night against a team that wasn't really coming to play, and stole it on a set piece and defended doggedly and determinedly, and that's the way they wanted to do it tactically. But this is a manager now. Let's compare to last year, and I would even say the years the Dynamo went to the MLS Cup, the body of work during the regular season was not impressive.
Correct.
It was not impressive.
Yeah.
And we as fans sometimes miss that. So now you got a manager who's got 11 new players. He's new to the league, and you got a new GM. You're trying to break subtly the habits of players who've been under one manager for 9 years, okay,
yeah.
Who has had a tremendous amount of influence on them positively and in some ways not positively. That's the fact of the matter. Any manager would have both of those things. And this isn't a dig at Dominic Kinnear, because we all know the great things that he has brought to this team and the success he's had here.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very unique situation. And I don't, I think people think because Premier League is attached to Owen Coyle that some magic wand is going to be waved and you're going to have FC Barcelona playing down at BBVA Compass Stadium. You're right. He's morale building. He's assessing the character of his players now. He doesn't know them that well. He's still getting to know them. It's the subtleties of putting a team together. It's chemistry. It's finding a purpose of play. It's positional when it comes to players that are getting a little bit older now and how to get the best out of them. It's so many different things that I think people have to factor that in. Now, the flip side of that, that is why...
Glenn, but I just, let me add one thing to that.
Let me just finish two sentences here, because I'm going to tag what I'm doing. Just let me finish this off. So the flip side of that is, yes, you should still have an opinion, and you hold the Dynamo and Owen Coyle to the fire, absolutely. But understand, it's a difficult fix in MLS when you're trying to change things because of a salary cap and all the other challenges. So I think that just has to be placed in there comparatively. But you know what? I do love the fact that people are commenting, and they're fired up about it, and it's good. All right, floor's yours.
I'm gonna disagree with a lot of people. I think, like you do, that this is – the same thing, a new year, a new coach, because I'll ask all of these people that are saying those things to go back and show me one game from last year that mirrored the first half for the Dynamo last night. Their movement off the ball, their possession in the attacking third, we talked almost ad nauseum about the shifting of positions between Brad Davis coming from the middle, coming out wide, Alex Lopez pitching in, Boniac Garcia coming out, coming into the middle, you know, all of this interchanging of play, Ricardo Clark getting higher than Giles Barnes at times, and it really caused a lot of problems for one of the best defensive teams in Major League Soccer. That didn't happen last year. We did not see that last year. And that's part of the evolution that we're seeing right now with what Owen Coyle is doing with this team. It takes time, like you said, to break the habits that have been instilled in some of these guys.
Yeah, and you know what? You may not be able to break them totally. You may have to only move them 20%, 15%. Whatever the subtlety is in the balance is, that's the manager's job. Now, Eddie, listen to our voices here in the first half from the Dynamo on Root Sports. Check this out, and listeners, check this out. Here's the energy we had with the Dynamo just throwing it all at San Jose.
They'll play a short one. They mix it up. Here's Davis. This is a great opportunity here. Davis beats one. It's still Brad Davis to the end line. Cuts it back. Maybe could have had a go with his left foot. But I love the mixing up of the set piece in the corners. They play the short one.
I do too. And that's something we haven't seen enough of from Brad Davis this year.
Big Breeze whipping through BDB from the stadium here to the near post. It flicked off. Diving header. The Dynamo mixing up their corners here and making it difficult for the San Jose Earthquakes.
Yep, maybe play a short one or maybe really whip it in with pace. Again, that takes away the opportunity for San Jose to use that height to their advantage.
Free kick here for Sarko. Kicks a quick one. Here's Davis. Love the quick free kick. He can hit this. Brad Davis over the top. Quick thinking, though, from Sarko to take the quick free kick.
Absolutely.
Pull out of there. Took some contact. Nice touch here from DeMarcus Beasley. Low post drives it in the box. Barnes is there. Monet Garcia clips it to the back post. Calmly headed back to the goalkeeper. Ice cold by Sonny Niasse.
So that's a small sample size of the pressure of the first half. And there were more chances. Brad Davis pulled one wide with his left foot. Remember the run? You loved the run of Giles Barnes out wide when he almost picked out Rico at the near post. So
yeah.
It was all Dynamo in the first half.
It was. It absolutely was. And again, something that you and I talked about, it may have been the post game, we may have mentioned it during the game, was when Will Bruin played the previous couple games, he didn't get the service that he's so good at getting on the end of. He didn't play last night. We saw in that first half a couple of really good, low, whipped in, hard crossings across the face of goal. Nobody was getting on the end of it. So, again, I talk about those little things. It was maybe a little bit unfortunate that Will Bruin wasn't in the lineup last night. Probably he gets on the end of some of those. The Dynamo didn't have any shots on goal in the first half, but that was the story of the first half, was how much time the Dynamo spent in San Jose's defensive third with real pressure. They were winning the ball back in good places. They were keeping possession. They were creating a lot from the run of play, which you and I have both been quite critical of. The Dynamo haven't done a lot from the run of play over the course of the last year and a half. But again, those things are changing. Slowly but surely, we're seeing it each and every game. Maybe with the exception of that Dallas game, you can push that aside. But it's changing each and every game. And obviously by our excitement and, you know, the pace of that first half, I think it's something positive. And I think instead of being so negative, I think some of the fans should be looking at it in a little bit more positive light.
All right, Eddie, stay with us. We're going to talk to you when we come back. Now, let me just ask you this, and this is not a slight on anybody else, but here's something for all of us to ponder as we go to break. If Eric Kubo Torres was here, do you think the Dynamo would have another win? Another two wins, another three wins, because he is a finisher. Think about that, because the Dynamo end product was not there, and that is something that they have to be accountable for, because that was a winnable game last night, and the goal they conceded, that's all on the Dynamo. We'll take a break here. A lot more to ponder with Eddie Robinson. We'll talk about Brad Davis's role at the top of two midfielders in the three set. We'll also talk about Alexander Lopez and how this manager is getting the best out of him. More to come here. Third caller right now gets a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash, Chicago Red Stars.
It's a revolution, I suppose. We're painted red.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
And it comes to Harris. A good goal. It is 1-0. John has scored for San Jose against the run of play. And it comes off a set piece in Dominic Kinnear style. It is Barnes.
Brigham has denied Giles Barnes from the penalty spot.
Yeah, and welcome back to the show. By the way, 56th minute, a ball drops right to Alexander Lopez in the box. Has an incredible opportunity, and he mishit it. And we're going to talk a little Alexander Lopez here. We'll continue with Eddie Robinson coming up in the second hour. You won't want to miss the manager, Owen Coyle, who is very candid, as Eddie mentioned. Each and every week he comes on this show and he digs deep down talking about what's going on with the Houston Dynamo. So you as fans have an incredible opportunity to get into the mind of the manager. Now, before I bring Eddie back on here, a couple of things to remember here. It's HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Manchester City here, May 28th. So if you want a taste of the Premier League, a team that's going to be going to the Champions League again, it's Manchester City here against the Dynamo May 28th. You've also got the Gold Cup coming up. You've also got Mexico-Honduras over at Energy Stadium this summer. And MLS play with the Dynamo. All the stars of MLS coming here. And then you've got the Houston Dash and the NWSL as well. So it's HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your tickets. And BBVA Compass Stadium as well. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And also Facebook, it is Soccer Matters. And Eddie, you want to put your Twitter handle out there?
Let me see if I can remember it. Eddie_Robinson2.
Eddie_Robinson2.
Some people may not like what they see, but they're always going to get honest opinions from me.
It's all good, and it's important. It's places where we also remind you where the games are and what the channel on route it is, et cetera, et cetera. So we heard the soundbite there. Let's go to Brad Davis, and let's go, you know, obviously the Dynamo and Owen Coyle, and you would have thought this. I mean, they go back to the three central midfield players that have effectively helped them control midfield. Now, sometimes when you do that, you sacrifice something, and in this case, you sacrificed Will Bruin. And you were just mentioning, you know, you wished Will Bruin was on the end of it, but it's hard to have everything when you're trying to build a purpose of play. So Brad Davis is atop Ricardo Clark and Luis Garrido. I like that role for him. Do you think that's a role that at the end of this year, if you look into your crystal ball, Eddie, that you're going to say Brad Davis played the majority of the season in that area of the field?
I sure hope so. Last year, Brad Davis played, I think, 5 or 6 games in that number 10 role. Underneath Barnes, maybe it was Bruin a couple times also, and I thought those were his most effective games. Last night, I think Brad was the most effective he's been all year. He didn't get a goal. There's been a lot of arguments about maybe he should have taken the penalty. Hindsight's 20/20, but he was extremely effective, and I really will not be surprised if we don't see him in that same role in Toronto. You made a really good point in the second half of the Kansas City game. When the Dynamo went to that two-man midfield, they lost a lot of their dominance. It also showed against FC Dallas. I think they have to play with that three-man midfield and with a true holding midfielder like Nathan Sturgis earlier in the season. Luis Garrido last night, I thought was excellent. It gives the Dynamo a little bit more freedom to be more creative going forward and not risk so much, giving up so much on the counterattack. So I really like Brad Davis in that role, and I really hope we see him more there.
Yeah, that brings you the creativity that sometimes people might have made the argument that with Clark, Garrido, and Sturgis, you might not have that creative mind that Brad Davis has and that ability to get out of tight spaces on the ball and earn free kicks, which we know he does well. And by the way, you make a great point on Luis Garrido. I think this was the first game all year. He's had some health issues with a bug and a virus and a couple of other niggling injuries. This is the first game, I think, this year that we saw the beast, the edge of this guy and the fire, which I think is so essential because sometimes I wonder if the Dynamo are just a little bit too nice of a team. That edge was back for Luis Garrido.
Yeah, without question, and that's been something I think has been missing from the Dynamo team for a few years now. Missing that bite, you know, the bite that Brian Mullen had, that Brian Sheen had, you know, in the early days, that Richard Mulrooney had, and Dwayne Di Rosario had it. And we heard Brian Sheen talk about playing the pregame about being a little bit meaner. Brian Sheen was never afraid when he was angry, when he didn't think his team was playing well, he'd go foul somebody. He'd go kick somebody. Send a message. And that's something we saw from Luis Garrido last year when he first got in the team, but it faded. And I think we saw it last night. He left his feet a few times. Nothing dirty, but won some good hard challenges and was generally mean. And that's what he needs to be, and that's what this Dynamo team needs. He needs some bite in that team.
Yeah, good good point there. And then you know, we took a snapshot of Brad Davis higher up the field behind Barnes or a striker when he put Giles Barnes through in the second half. I mean, that's the beauty. There's going to be stuff that falls to Brad Davis's feet. People are going to make mistakes around Brad Davis. And with his soccer brain and his technical capability, he's going to hit one pass and you're going to get punished. And that could have happened last night with Giles Barnes when Davis picked him out and put him in behind San Jose. And he put him in behind San Jose when they were a team that really didn't want to move from their 18-yard line.
Yeah, and that pass was, it was perfectly weighted. And, yeah, I went back and watched that again, and I can't help but appreciate the positioning of David Bingham, because that is what causes Giles Barnes to take such a short touch that gave Clarence Goodson a chance to catch up. Because if he's a little bit deeper, David Bingham, maybe even half a yard, Giles Barnes takes a little bigger touch, gets a little bit closer, and completely outruns Bernardes and Goodson. David Bingham was outstanding last night. I mean, he had a blinder. And, again, that's one of those little things that just didn't go the Dynamo's way last night.
Eddie Robinson joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. We will take the weekend off, the TFC game, where the Dynamo will go up to Toronto in that atmosphere. Their first home game of the year is going to be pretty wild. That game will be on national television. We'll be back for the Portland game, I believe, the following week. So we hope you're enjoying the coverage on Root Sports, and we'll keep trying to give you the information about where you can find it if you are having trouble finding it. We'll take a break. Eddie, you good for one more segment? What do you think?
Yeah, why not? I get the kids some food and they're watching cartoons, so let's do this.
Well, it's your call.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm good.
Okay. I, it's the 89th minute and I'm depending on you.
Let's do it. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Don't mess with me, man. We'll take a break here. It's Dynamo All Access. More Eddie Robinson coming up in the second hour. It'll be Owen Coyle. It'll be Sal Mietha from Munich, Germany. And there are a lot of Bayern Munich fans right now spilling a lot of tears into giant beers in beer gardens in Munich right now. It is a dark night for Bayern Munich. 3-0 losers today to Barcelona. We'll take a break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gow Building, overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Pleased to be joined tonight here in this first hour. A couple of segments with TV partner on Root Sports, Eddie Robinson, former Dynamo defender. Been fun talking the game with him. Second hour, it'll be Owen Coyle, the manager. Will start it off with him. We'll have Sal Mietha in Munich, Germany. Tom Marshall in Mexico City. And also you'll hear, went to the same college as Eddie, UNC, Rob Lovejoy, who came off the bench last night. So, Eddie, we got a quick segment here. We got about 4 minutes. So let's, a couple of quick topics here. I just want to quickly go back to the Dynamo at Toronto FC this weekend. And it's interesting because I think the Dynamo have played some of their best soccer on the road. Seattle, L.A., D.C. come to mind.
Yeah, they do, and which is quite interesting. And, you know, if I could, you know, give Owen Coyle one piece of advice, my advice this week would be get up to Toronto a day early. Looking back at, you know, my time with Dominic Kinnear and, you know, my time in the booth while Dominic Kinnear was still here, when he traveled his team a day early, they got a training session in, got the travel out of their legs, because that's a long flight on a small plane. And it's a long travel day. Their performance in the games was much, much better than if they flew in the night before. So I hope that the Dynamo do go in a day early, because they're going to need all their legs with the big three up there in Toronto.
Yeah, it's an opportunity. Now let's talk about today, what was just an amazing game. And again, I have mentioned this repeatedly, that I didn't really want to talk soccer tonight, to be honest with you, after what I saw. I just didn't think soccer talk needed to be out there if you watched FC Barcelona and Bayern Munich. An amazing game. It was an amazing game at halftime at 0-0. There was effectiveness from Bayern Munich, who were missing a ton of guys, including Frank Ribery and Arjen Robben and Bad Stuber and Alaba. But in the end, we saw genius again. Lionel Messi, Neymar, 3-0 in the final 15 minutes. They score three goals and pretty much have ended this tie.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I say I didn't get goosebumps and maybe even a little bit teary-eyed on that second goal by Messi. I mean, the presence of mind, I mean, everyone's talking about what he did to Boateng. Okay, sorry, but the presence of mind, to use his weaker foot, chip the goalkeeper, but also get enough height and enough distance under it that it beats the defender that's coming back to try to kick it off the line, but stays under the crossbar. It was amazing, and it left me after yesterday and Cristiano Ronaldo's two goals. You know, and the we see the stat that now Ronaldo after yesterday has passed Messi to become the all-time Champions League leading scorer. Then Messi comes back today, gets his two, takes the lead back by one. I can't help but think and wonder and ponder that if it weren't Cristiano Ronaldo, would Messi be quite as spectacular? If it weren't for Messi, would Cristiano Ronaldo be quite as spectacular? I think that you can argue for both, but I think they give each other extra motivation to do spectacular and to one-up each other. And the generation that we're seeing right now and these players and Messi and Ronaldo battle, I mean, I don't think it's too soon to say that.
I think you make a great point because they play in the same league. They're with historic clubs. I don't think there's any question. I'm not sure he was thinking about Cristiano Ronaldo today against Bayern Munich. I think Bayern Munich itself and Pep Guardiola is enough motivation, and the motivation is to win the Champions League. But I do agree with you. It's sort of the entire body of work. Yeah,
right?
And it may have been like in the NBA when Michael Jordan and Larry Bird were going at it.
There are plenty of valid arguments out there.
And
I just wonder.
Those two guys, by the way, as you make a great point, Eddie, Lionel Messi's the all-time leading goal scorer in the Champions League by one goal over Cristiano Ronaldo. So, and they're ahead of the likes of Alfredo Di Stefano and Raul and just amazing names in world soccer history. What else stood out to you today? It was just such a fascinating game. And it was at 0-0, it was just amazing. The pace of the game, everything, it was just enthralling.
How aggressive Bayern was going forward. Listening to the commentators in the first half, just how much fun they were having. And, you know, the fans and seeing the celebration, especially on the first goal that Messi scored, how much it meant to him. And the fans, Pep Guardiola, he went for it. So you got to respect him. He backfired a little bit at the end of the game, but for 75 minutes, they gave him a run for their money. Neuer made two really huge saves early in the first half. But what about the Lewandowski miss? He's right in front of goal.
Yep.
The ball is squared across, and he misses the ball completely.
And that's a road goal. That's a road goal that could have had heavy implications. And also, he's wearing the mask and had the fractured nose and concussion and everything.
It was so much fun to watch. And
Eddie, we're gonna break because we're on a hard break here. But
one other
thing to put in here real fast. Remember, it was only I think 2 or 3 years ago when Bayern Munich, home and away, 7-0 over Barcelona. So this is a bit of payback.
And Porto in the previous round, what they did to those guys.
A little bit of payback. Eddie Robinson, thank you very much for being patient,
Clint.
Taking the time tonight, and looking forward to seeing you real soon as we get back on Root Sports. Thank you for being on the show.
All right, buddy.
All right, that's Eddie Robinson, Dynamo Defender. That's some fun soccer talk right there. We'll take a break, and now we're going to switch gears here. We'll go to a little bit more interview style here in the next hour, and you're going to hear a lot from a lot of others. Glenn Davis here. It's the first hour over on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Soccer Matters on Facebook. Get over there, like us, friend us. Break time.